Hello, Warriors. Anthony Chatsmith here from Simple Creative Marketing, and we are on day 5 of my 30 days of podcasting craziness. And today's topic is going to be why B2B and professional services businesses fail at content marketing. So I'm going to talk about that, and I'll also share some tips on how you can actually market your services business if you're in the B2B world, business-to-business world, and some of the insights I've learned over 10 years of marketing now in this space, and just a lot of trial and error, and also just working through and understanding what, you know, what is working and what's not working. So if you run a B2B business, or you work in professional services, so we're talking about accountants, bookkeepers, coaches and consultants, typically I work with those types of people and those types of small businesses, financial services, VA services, anything to do with services, really, that's what we're talking about. I also work with software companies and agencies as well, but for this particular episode we're talking about B2B and professional services. So let's get into it. I'm going to, if you're on the Facebook Live with me, say hello and thank you for joining. And I hope you get a lot of wisdom from this. All right. So here we go. Let's just do a quick share screen. And I hope you can see that. All right. So let's get into it. So why do B2B and professional service businesses fail at content marketing? I'm going to outline 5 reasons that I've uncovered and learned over the years. And this is coming from running a content agency and struggling to work at it for myself, but also working with different clients. I've worked with several coaches and consultants and an accounting firm and other types of businesses. And this is what really became apparent, right? So number one, having an unclear brand and value proposition, right? So what I've seen is, and you would know, right, that buyers, you know, when you're a buyer and you're looking to hire someone to take care of a specific problem for you, particularly a service, you're looking for results, you're looking for an outcome, okay? You don't want information, like that's not what you need. You might want enough information to understand what the service might do for you and perhaps their approach, and then if they have any credibility. So these are the things that you're looking for. But you also want to know that the particular business, before you hand over any money, is going to deliver on the promise, whatever that might be, okay? So when it comes to content, B2B services need to go beyond just information, right? You want your buyers, prospective buyers, to understand what your business is. Then you want them to connect to you as a business owner, okay? So you do want to have some personalization. You don't want to just be a logo and hide behind a logo. I know some people will disagree with me on this one, and that's fine. You know, you can try and go ahead and do that. Like, I'm not saying don't do that, but for me, what I've experienced and seen that for a lot of, particularly in the business where it relies on trust, having access to the business owner or someone within the company, it doesn't have to always be the business owner, but having some kind of face to the business, to the brand, is quite useful, all right? So you want to really think about that, and you want to go beyond what you can do for them and really look at, what is the mission and purpose and the vision of the business beyond just the thing that you do. Okay, now a good starting point for this is to read or listen to the audiobook from Simon Sinek, Start With Why. There are some fantastic examples of businesses that are doing, and also you will learn if you Google on YouTube, we'll go to YouTube and search for Simon Sinek's Golden Circle TED Talk, the Start With Why TED Talk. That's a really good place to begin to understand this for yourself. Okay, that's number one, a clear brand and value proposition. And just a note on brand, when I talk about brand, what I mean by that really is that it's what, the market or people around you are saying about your business. What are your clients saying? What are your partners saying? What is your community saying, right? It's not what you are necessarily going out there and preaching, but it's the things that it's a perception, okay? So that's what we're really getting into. And that's something that you need to really nail down, right? So number two, is leading with product or service instead of building an audience first. So here at SEM, we really advocate an audience and education first approach to marketing, because I've seen just too many businesses try to lead with the product or the service first, and then they fail. All right. So in this, I've got an article which I'll link to in the show notes here, which will actually detail give some examples of businesses that are doing this right. So you can check those out. But the whole point of this is education first, and look at, you know, having that audience of people who are, you know, interested in what you do, the problems that you solve, and obviously people and businesses like themselves. Okay, so leading, that's problem number two, is leading with product or service instead of building the audience first. Number three is focusing on the wrong content. And what I've seen here, small businesses can inadvertently get stuck in producing parallel content instead of core content that results in more customers. And the difference between to give a definition, parallel content, this is the type of content that might be interesting, like industry news, right? Something's happening, and innovation maybe happening in your industry, you know, with the type of tools that you use or something like that, which is really interesting for, you know, putting some PR news. Maybe it's more like that's interesting, but how does it actually help your buyer solve the problem that they have, right? So if you go producing content that it says, okay, this is a new thing, you know, a new law that's been implemented in your industry, and that's affecting your industry in some way, how does that affect, you need to kind of take that and then go, okay, well, how does it affect the buyer or your customer? Okay, does it affect them at all? Do they need to, is it information, or is it relevant and useful to them? All right. Staying on this theme of focusing on the wrong content, I see a lot of small businesses focus too much on inbound and basically trying to put out a bucket load of content to try and draw and attract leads and sales, and just not enough or zero focus on outbound, which means outreach, right? So actually, another way to put this is like hunting, going and searching for the businesses that you want to work with, the ones that you think or feel that are a good fit for you know, your ideal client, and then actually sending them connect requests on LinkedIn, sending them emails, reaching out to them on social media, whatever it may be, and then just essentially prospecting and then working through a sales process of outreach, okay? And that's what we call outbound. And I see a lot of small businesses essentially avoiding that process for whatever reason. That can be really at your detriment, right? So that's another issue with focusing on the wrong content or the wrong content approach in that case. And then the third one here, also connected to this particular theme, is just too much how-to and not enough like demonstration or proof that what you're doing is working for you and your clients, right? So just not sharing enough customer success stories or case studies. And that's why I'm really big on case study marketing. If you've been following me and listening to my podcast and whatever else, I'm just repeating this message: more customer success stories, more case studies, put them out there, show, don't tell, like really demonstrate that what you do works, okay? And works repeatedly for different customers that you support. All right, number three, number three reason why B2B and professional services businesses fail at content marketing is focusing on the wrong content. And number four is limited spray and pray content promotion, right? So this one is just creating some content and putting it everywhere, or just trying, four or five different social media channels or different ways of promotion, but not really having a plan and a content strategy around why you're doing that. It's not enough to create a blog post or a video and just throw it on your site and then push it out to all your social media channels. You challenge me and say, well, Anth, you're doing that. I'm doing it with a strategy in mind. Like there is a particular reason why I've chosen the channels I've chosen. I'm not in all of them. And it's I know there are specific reasons why I'm testing the channels that I'm testing. Okay. And if you watch or listen to my previous episode where I talk about how I turn one video into 18 separate content pieces that I put out through social media, you can actually see the strategy and you can see the channels I've chosen. And I'm actually actively engaging in different channels, right? And they, each one of those channels has actually brought leads to my business. So that's something that I know, that's why I'm there. Okay. So something that you can actually think about for yourself. Now, I've got a note here saying effective content marketing is not about how many people we reach, but about reaching the right people. Okay. And I'll just, you know, stand by that all day long. Okay. What I've seen are the smartest business owners really create content across a host of media, written, audio, and video, and they're doing it strategically. Right. And they know where their ideal customers can be found. They know how to reach them, and they know how to come across as credible to them. Right. So, it's, and if you're just starting out, you know, you can just really start off by, it's better to simplify to one primary channel and get that working well. So if you know that your ideal prospects and customers are hanging out on LinkedIn, because that's a professional network, that's where a lot of B2B activity happens, then focus there and, you know, come up with a system to produce content, to generate leads, to do your a mix of inbound and outbound, and then move. Once you've got that working, right, then you can move on to testing others. But if you try to go for four or five different channels at once and you're not really measuring and tracking and you don't really have a system in place for making all of that work, it's just going to put you in overwhelm. Okay. So limited spray and pray content promotion is number four. Number five is selling way too soon. And this is, you know, asking for the marriage before you ask for the date, right? So content can be used to shorten the sales cycle, but when the business is only focused on getting cash right now, so if you are in a cash tight situation and you need to get sales, you know, coming through the door in the next 30 days, then you're really, and you're just pushing out content, which everything that you push out is, you know, buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. Okay. What you're really doing is energetically, you're pushing everyone away from you, because no one wants to work with desperation. No one, everyone feels that desperation. And like, think about it for yourself. When someone has come across to you as desperate, right, how would you respond? Right. In most cases, you run away. Right. So, same thing happens in business. So when you're just only focused on the sale, then you're going to lose the important step, which is you need to build the relationship. Okay. So, you really want to keep in mind that timing is everything, and not just your own timing, but timing for the prospective buyer. Are they ready to buy? Are they educated enough? Do they know that they need your thing and that they also want it from you? Okay. And so in a future episode, I'm going to talk about a concept that I learned from the Dent key person of influence team, which is the 7-4-11 concept. And I'll explain that much more further to you. But you can even go onto YouTube and search for Dent 7-4-11 and find out more about that. But coming back to the point here, selling way too soon. Okay, so that's the five. Quick recap. Number one, unclear brand and value proposition. Number two, leading with product or service instead of building an audience first. Number three, focusing on the wrong content. Number four, limited spray and pray content promotion. And number five, selling way too soon. So we're going to wrap up this episode. We've just talked about why B2B and professional services businesses fail at content marketing. And I was going to talk about, let's just do it. So there are three tips I'm going to give you right now for effectively marketing B2B and professional services. Number one is you want to differentiate through your brand identity, your messaging, and proven results. Right. So most marketing is just same. You're not really standing out. All right. You're putting out the same type of content that other competitors are doing. So it would behoove you to actually go and look at what they're doing, what type of content is working for them, what's not working for them, and then look at how can you put out content that's a little bit different. And that comes through your stories. Right. And you can actually share, you know, things like niching in on your vision and your higher purpose, what's your value proposition and who you serve, and also clarifying your own messaging to remove ambiguity. That's like I'm saying that word. Sharing compelling case studies and proven results of past projects and clients. And really, that's what's going to make you stand out, right? Here are my results, okay? And here's the way we do it, and this is what we believe in, yeah? And the second thing is referrals. This is really word of mouth is, you know, number one in B2B. And no matter how much digital marketers and whatever else will try and push to you that, hey, you got to have this sales funnel thing up and running and all these sort of things, by far and wide, when I talk to services business owners, right, it's word of mouth. Like that's the winner, right? And the common argument is, well, you know, you can't really track those and you can't control those. I disagree with that. You can actually set up a, you know, an ambassador program or something like that. You can work with strategic partners to get you referrals. And it's really about adding value to past clients as well. And asking for referrals from people who already know, like, and trust you, right? So you can do things like implementing an ongoing client nurturing, feedback gathering and referral system. If you're familiar with NPS, that's something that I recently did for B-Ninjas, which is one of the clients I've been working with in the accounting space. And that's a really good investment in resources, right? So number two tip for effectively marketing your service business is referrals. Number three is partnerships, okay? So there are three types of partners that can really help you when it comes to spreading the word of what you're doing. So we've got partnership type number one is a strategic partner. Number two is a content partner. And number three is a co-marketing partner, okay? And so strategic is more around, okay, maybe you have, and now these can overlap, right? But strategic partner is someone where you, your business and their business and the services that you offer complement, okay? So you're not competing with each other. And even if you are, like, you know, I'm a copywriter and I've got another copywriter, shout out to Jess, who we share leads with each other. So she specializes in health and wellness writing, and I focus more on the business, startup, entrepreneur type content. And so, you know, whenever we get a lead that comes through that, you know, is better suited to the other person, we will say, hey, you know, here's a referral, and you're better off writing for that person. And that's a strategic partner. Even though we do similar things, our focus is different, okay? And that's an example of a strategic partner, okay? Another strategic partner that I'm working with is the Growth Hub, and they have a VA service, okay? So they provide virtual assistants for coaches and consultants. And I obviously do the content. And so, you know, for a similar type of audience. And so we are now currently collaborating on running a few workshops together because we can serve our audiences together. Yeah. So that's another example of a strategic alliance. And then we also do content together. We can create content. So the workshop, but also we can do Facebook Lives and interviews and things like this. We can do articles and create guides together. And then you've got co-marketing partners. So you might just have partners where you have an agreement to share your resources. So whenever you publish an article or a podcast episode, you send it to them and then they will share it out through to their audiences and vice versa. Okay. So three types of partnerships that you can look at. I'm sure there are more, but they're ones that I've seen really work well for business to business. And so what you want to do here is identify and develop relationships with each of these types of partners and then co-create relevant and high value content, right? So what I call digital assets for them to distribute to the audiences, right? So if you have a, you know, email course or a video training series where you've got three or four videos that teach a specific thing, right? And you can go to a co-marketing partner or a strategic partner and say, hey, I've got this asset here. Do you think this would be useful for your audience? Okay. And because you already know what their audience is, it's really easy for you to sell that. Okay. Because you can say, well, I think this will be a benefit for your audience to learn this. Do you agree? All right. And then same thing for them. If they've got some kind of asset they've created, they can give it to you and you can share it to your audience. Okay. So this is really, really a good way to build that kind of relationship. And that will lead to referrals, right? So if you've got both the same or similar audiences, then, you know, you can really generate leads for each other that way. Okay. And the question I will leave you with here is, you know, why would you build an audience of 10,000 randoms yourself or random people yourself when you can partner with someone who already has the audience, right? And then you can add value to them through quality content. Okay. And this is really something I've been doing this year, is to partner with specific organizations. Like I spoke on a summit for Agora Pulse recently. And that, you know, that engagement led to 100 people signing up to my email list, okay, from that one talk. And that's me providing, teaching what I know, and then to the relevant audience, and that audience, you know, going, hey, I like what this guy's up to, I want to sign up to his email list and find out more. Okay, so that's a really good example of partnerships. Okay, so just recapping this one, three tips for effectively marketing your professional services business or your B2B service. Number one, differentiating through brand identity, messaging, and proven results. Number two, referrals. And number three, partnerships. And so that's I'm going to wrap up this episode now. If you have any questions at all, throw them in the comments. If you're in Facebook Live, even if you're watching the replay, I'm here to respond. And if you want to ask me a question on the podcast, you can actually go to authenticinfluence.co/ask. And there you can submit a question to me via audio, by voice. And you might find that your voice will appear on one of my episodes. All right. So thanks for tuning in, and look out for my next episode tomorrow. Now, just quickly, if you want to check out the show notes for this episode, just head over to simplecreativemarketing.com/podcast, and you can grab all the links and things and resources on there. And also, if you are a conscious entrepreneur, got a professional services business, working B2B, and you've got an interest in building influence and income through showing up, serving others, and being real, then I invite you to join my Authentic Influence Warriors Facebook group. If you want to do that, just head over to simplecreativemarketing.com/community. Okay, thanks for joining in, and I'll see you on the next episode.